neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
He had a dream. So it says that when he had a dream of the ladder, he noticed that the angels are going up and down on the ladder. So they ask the angels, their place of living is where? It's in the heaven. So actually you should have said they coming down and going up. Right? So you should say he noticed that the angels are coming down and going up. But in the dream it mentions that they're going up and down.
Those angels that they were coming down, they were the one that they were punished because of.
Going up or down?
Down. They were punished to stay in the ground.
Going up.
The point is the angels that were in here for the what they need to do and complete. He was talking about those angels because he was going up and down. So the base is started from the ground, not from the shamayim.
What type of angel are we talking about?
I'm sorry?
Which what type of angels are they?
The angels that are here for the missions.
But how come they picked Yaakov Avinu and his ladder to go up? So if we say it's a type of angel that were punished, it makes sense. Why? Because they're going up. Because they happen to get stuck here or punished here.
Maybe the angel that they were going up, they were the angels that Yaakov with his tefillot produced them, made them. So they were going to Hashemayim.
They're using Yaakov Avinu's as a base to, instead of us getting connected with the angel to go up, now the angel is getting connected to Yaakov Avinu to get up.
Great, yeah. So, which one you like to work on?
I like to be anywhere close to the angel, I don't complain.
Right, so here the Midrash brings, these are the angels that they're going up, happen to be punished. So now, let's find out which angel were punished. Which angel?
The angel of Siloam that they said, we are going to destroy it. They didn't say decided.
Where does it say that?
They said, we're going to destroy
it. We got to go destroy Siloam. They didn't say.
Well, you're saying Lashon Hara on angels?
No.
Yeah, it says in the Torah, Ki Mashchit Hashem Et Ha'ir. What does it mean? Ki Mashchit Hashem Et Ha'ir. What does it mean?
Hashem is going to destroy it, but there is somewhere else that the guy said that he's going to destroy it.
Who said?
The Gabriel.
They told the Lord, the two angels told the Lord, we are going to destroy the city.
They said, but I just told you it says something else.
The destruction of Sedom is said twice.
How much will you defend that?
Could be. So now, here, you're right. But let's see. In chapter 19, Sefer Bereshit, the 13th Pasuk, Pasuk Yud Gimel, he says, Ki mashchitim anachnu et amalgom. What does it mean?
The angels say, we are going.
Good. And then the next Pasuk says, Ki mashchit Hashem et ha'ir. What does that mean?
Hashem decided to
destroy it. So first they said that they're going to destroy the Sedom. And then the next pasuk says that they said, who's going to destroy?
Hashem.
So now you're telling me because the delay of maybe a few seconds, so they had to get stuck here for 300 some years? Yeah? Is that fair?
Fair or not, I cannot judge, but that's the issue.
Is this what happened? We don't say it's fair or not, but happened. This is the
real issue. Is it logical?
No.
No, it's not logic. It's
the decision of Hashem. Thank you, Hashem.
No. No, we have to try to learn something out of this. Let's say you say something, and then you say, "Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it." Are you forgiven?
Once you said it, you made the damage. Now you saw your mouth doesn't.
So why did you say it then? Did you know if you say it, it's gonna cause damage?
Yes.
So why did you say it? Why did you think about it?
Because you were too lazy to think about
it. Why are you lazy?
What happens?
Because you are too self-aware. You are too sure of yourself.
That's why. Look at the message here. You're talking about the Malachi Shamayim. So now, first of all, if they have freedom of choice, they don't have a freedom of choice. So now, that's another issue. But here we see the Tratan Shay is informing us the delay of a few seconds maybe when they inform Lot that they're going to, you found it?
Yeah.
That they're going to destroy the city, and then we see there's a correction right after it. So now here we see a very interesting thing. That many times we think of something. So when you think, then it turns to an action. Either you say things or you react it, and then you say, "Ay, ay, ay, I was not supposed to do this." But here you see, it's too late. It's too late. Here, there's another interesting point here that is brought. The addition case that was causing the angels to be punished. So now when they arrived in Sodom, Lot invited them to their house, right? So now here we see the dialogue that is going on with Lot and the angels. No, I'm not talking about that. So the question is, if they were permitted to inform Lot that they're going to destroy the city or not?
They were. Otherwise, no, the guy is not leaving the town. He has to say something is happening.
Who said that Lot supposed to know? They were supposed to save him, right?
Yes.
Were they supposed to inform him?
No, you can't save him without him.
Why?
You can.
So here Midrash says an unbelievable thing. Since the punishment was that when they informed Lot, they caused him pain maybe a few hours earlier than they did the city was supposed to be destroyed.
Yes.
So now here the angels are being punished because they caused additional pain for Lot. You know what that is? So here we see that Ribono Shel Olam has such a exact to the point Yisurim for everyone. That means Chas V'Shalom is not going to give you extra Yisurim. Not only, it's fitted. What do you call it? Slim, they call it? Yeah. Slim to the measure.
Made to measure.
That means that many times people look at them, it's like, what happened? You don't know what I go through. What are you talking about? You're going through whatever exactly you're supposed to go through. Why are you complaining? And you see here, just for a few hours that they add the pain for Lord. Hashem said, you're not permitted to come up there. You have to get stuck here till Yaakov Avinu will have a dream, and then I'm going to send the elevator, and then you come up. But all these years, they were stuck here. Why? Because they added pain that was no use for it. And here we see, Shtabach Shemo La'ad, how accurate every every little pain that Hashem Berachamav Aramim, in His great mercy He sends us, it's made to measure. You know what it takes that to praise the Ribono Shel Olam for all the kindness that He has given us. He cares about us. That Chas V'Shalom, that a minute extra pain, Chas V'Shalom, you would feel. And here's such a beautiful lesson that you have to be very, very cautious that your brain would not cause you to do or to say something that Chas V'Shalom, even a few seconds later, you regret. You have to have a full control that Chas V'Shalom will not get out of hand. And also, you have to be very, very privileged and happy that Ribono Shel Olam, Yishtabach Shemo La'ad, knows exactly to the point, fit to measure, what type of Yisurin that we need to, Bezat Hashem, improve ourselves. Koilani Shomote, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koilani Shomo, Nishomo Sheli. Koilani Shomote, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koilani Shomo, Nishomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.